This week on the Georgia Health Report, we discuss hospital workers who are speaking out about the increasing hostility and violence they're facing on the job. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, Communications Director for the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. So Andy, this is kind of an alarming thing to hear from frontline healthcare workers who we were praising as heroes a year ago and who are now feeling that their safety is at risk. Can you share some of the experiences that have been reported?
Well, nurses during the pandemic are saying and reporting increasing levels of violence directed toward them and other healthcare workers. And it can range from shouting to, in California, an emergency room, people threatening to bring guns into the premises. One nurse in the Braselton Hospital here in Georgia reported being basically assaulted by a patient physically to the point where she had to receive care in the hospital emergency room.
And I was surprised to learn that dealing with violence from patients isn't totally unexpected for some healthcare workers.
Well, I think that historically, if you look at the trends in workplace violence, like 3/4 of the events over the last dozen or 10 years have been in healthcare settings. So nurses have said, including one at Grady Health System here in Atlanta, said that it's almost expected to be part of the job, and that often it's not reported. But there's an increasing movement to urge nurses and other healthcare workers in a hospital to report violent acts on the part of patients.
And what are hospitals doing to keep their staff safe?
It's been a focus of hospitals for a while, but especially during the pandemic, they're adding security personnel, they're adding cameras, they're offering de-escalation training to healthcare workers, and they're encouraging, in some cases, legislation to be able to require hospitals to come up with a plan to protect their workers. It's something that's an increasing concern among nurses and other healthcare workers. In fact, a hospital executive said one of the number one concerns of a nurse going into a job interview is, are you going to keep me safe?
And are there legal actions that are needed here?
There's a study committee in the Georgia State Senate that is looking at this issue, workplace violence, and it's likely that they will develop some legislation to perhaps beef up the penalties for people who commit these violent acts.
So can we attribute this growing tension to the political debate that's been surrounding the pandemic since the very beginning?
I think there is certainly an element of that. I think that there's such a partisan divide or philosophical divide just about wearing masks, for example, that, you know, we've heard from nurses that talk about patients who believe COVID is a hoax when they've been infected with COVID and are getting treatment for it. So I think the strong, intense feelings of some people about COVID has fueled this escalation of violence.
Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or GPPnews.org.